Hey everyone, this is Gleb Bakhmutov. In this video, I want to show one of the very core strengths of Cypress. The test run in the same event loop in the same window as the application under test. They technically run in two different iframes, but the iframes share the same domain, so the testing code can access everything in production code. And this makes it so easy to spy or stub application code and methods, or maybe browser API methods. And today I want to show you how you can look at the application method and, for example, this generate random number on window that application adds and uses. And not only we can spy, we can look at what it receives and what it yields or resolves with because it's asynchronous function. So this is a window generate random method number method, and it's called when the user clicks on the button and when the result, which is just a random number, is set on the result element. So let's start Cypress and let's spy on this generate random number method. And to end testing, I'm gonna click on result value, and you can see the application code, the markup, and the live HTML. So if I click, it calls that method, and after 1 second, it shows a random number. Every time I click, different number, but it could be the same number, we don't know. Let me move Cypress to the left and my code to the right. Now, this method is on window object. We can access it from our test by calling scI-window, and then we get the window object, and we can spy on the window object, generate random number method, and we can give it an alias as, let's say, generate. Now notice the spies are created, and if we click, every time we click, that spy gets increment. Okay, so how do we click on a button? We can say contains button, and what's the text? The text is just click. I mean, it's your strategy how you can query elements. But let's click, and right now the test finishes immediately after clicking. It doesn't even check that this spy has been called. But we can get this generate alias, and we can use child jQuery assertion that's bundled with Cypress. Should have been called once. Now, if we want to confirm what the application calls that method with, like what's the x, we can say with, and let's say we don't know exactly. I think we can use Cynon match number, or maybe it's Cypress Cynon. Okay, so this is how we can validate the type of argument if we don't know which number it is, but we do know it's 42. If we don't know the number, we can get the first call and it has args, and then we can dump it to the console log. And we open browser console, look at this array. These are the arguments that Cynon has recorded in that spy. One thing that comes up is how do we look at the result value? So let me just look at the first call. And notice that object contains a couple of things, like arguments that we looked at. It also has return value, which is a promise. So we can say its return value, and we can dump it into the console initially. Okay, notice it's a promise. We can also make a couple assertions. For example, we can say should be instance of, I think, promise. Let's see. Okay, so that resolves. We can also look at the final value, and the way we do that, we pass the promise into the next command and use scI-wrap. And one of the beautiful things about Cypress, if it gets a promise, it will, and you use scI-wrap, it will automatically wait for that promise to resolve. And if it's rejected, it will throw an error and fail the test. So once we wait for that promise returned by the application method resolves, then it should be a number. And we can confirm it, thing should be a number. Not only we can confirm it's a number, we can use that value to confirm that the page shows the right text. So we can say then, and let's say we say let's say get result, and we'll say should have text, so it's like the whole text, not just partial match, and we can say string of that number. So we are spying on the call, we are resolving the value, and then we're using that value to confirm that the page shows it correctly. Sometimes using first call or first call return value is kind of unwieldy and you don't know what's the complex object to expect. In that case, instead of spying directly like this, I stop the method. I can give it an alias, but then I can say calls fake, and here, you know, the arguments of, let's not even do the arguments just yet. One thing we know that, let's say inside calls fake, we can call the real method, and we can say const result window generate random number, and because we want to pass all the arguments that we received, we can say apply window as the object and arguments, and because this is an asynchronous method, we want to await, and that means we have to use async function. Now if we just call this function, it calls our stub. So what we have to do, we have to use wrapped method, I believe. That's a built-in Sinon thing. So when you wrap a method, it adds a property that points at the real method. And we're going to return result. And what is beautiful about this approach, where we call calls fake, but we call the real thing, is that we can put the debugger keyword. So open DevTools, run this code, and once the test reaches this, you can look at, for example, the arguments, right? You can step into the method, or maybe for now, let's just step over, okay? Look at the result. That's the result number after 1 second, and you can return it, and it works the same way. This is pretty powerful. Wrapping the method, putting debugger into your fake, calling the real thing, inspecting the results. It just works beautifully. And the rest is the same. It doesn't really matter if it's spy or stub. The rest of the code where we get the alias and we confirm how it was called, what did it produce, could work the same way. So this is an advanced topic. You can find more recipes on my Cypress example site, and I'm going to put a link to the site in the description of this video.